away we go. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Halloween Eve, October 30th, Friday, 2020, 20 minutes past the hour. Now, we have got a myriad of announcements here to make that we're going to do real quick, and then we're going to get into the Family Feud. I know you have been waiting all morning, and we have a Halloween-themed Family Feud today. So you want to stay tuned for that coming up momentarily right after these announcements. Here we go. Let's get to the announcements. The Richland Road Church of Christ, located at 535 Richland Road here in Marion, will be having their food bank and clothing giveaway tomorrow, October 31st at 9 a.m. They have lots of turkey breasts to give away. October 31st, 9 a.m., 535 Richland Road, Richland Road Church of Christ. We also have our first holiday bazaar. The Clarendon United Methodist Church, State Route 95 in Clarendon, is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. That's the Clarendon United Methodist Church 43rd Holiday Bazaar, November 14th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. For Halloween weekend here, we have the Deadwoods going on over in Caledonia, 3550 Lions Road in Caledonia, tonight and tomorrow, the 30th and the 31st, from 8 until 11 p.m., $12 admission, the Deadwoods over in Caledonia. Don't forget, Halloween will be observed here in Marion tomorrow, Saturday, October 31st, from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. And on Sunday, early Sunday morning at 2 a.m., November the 1st, you fall back 1 hour as daylight savings time ends. Now, coming up next week here, Monday, we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of President Warren G. Harding being elected President of the United States, November 2nd, 1920. Coverage will start from 8:10 to 10 a.m. on this program. Our guest Monday morning will be Scott Rankin, the foremost Warren G. Harding impersonator in Ohio, and Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. And then Monday night, we will have a special, 7:10 to 9 p.m., this is an interesting special. Yeah, I will have an interview that I conducted last week with Craig Shermer. Now, Craig Shermer is the foremost Florence Harding impersonator in the United States. He's been doing it for 45 years. Now, I sat across from Craig at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last Saturday and interviewed him as Florence Harding. There is no mention of Craig Shermer in this interview. So you'll have to tune in Monday night for that, 7:10 to 9 p.m. Now also, Sean Kraft and Terry Tackett will join me for that particular broadcast. Then we go on to Election Day. Tuesday, we will start our coverage live at 7:15 p.m., and we will not go off the air until all the votes have stopped being counted or have been counted that night. We will see how that all works out. But 7:15 p.m., we will go on the air, nonstop coverage, seventh year we have done this. Terry Tackett will be at Republican headquarters. Linda Sims will be at Democratic headquarters, and Mike Wilson will be at the Board of Elections. I'll be here in studio with Sean Kraft, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, 2016 presidential candidate, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We will all be here in studio. You can listen live on the net, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. And I believe those are all the announcements we had today. All right. Now, let's get into the Halloween-themed Family Feud. Now, it's interesting because the first question had 17 answers, which I've never had a category that big. So I'm going to skip over that one for the time being because that might take us a while to get. So I'm going to go to the first one here that has six answers. Top six answers on the board here. Name a Halloween prank. Name a Halloween prank. Prank. Top six answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Halloween Family Feud here. Name a Halloween prank. There are six of them. on the board here. I'm sure there are a ton of them that people have done over the years. A Halloween prank. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing... Oh, that's a good band.
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite song?
Smashing Pumpkins. Landslide.
Oh. Isn't there one 1979?
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah, I think that was their big hit. But Landslide was good, and then the Dixie Chicks covered it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that Smashing Pumpkins did the original on that.
Well, I've never been a DJ, so don't take my word for it, but I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there now. I put the word out there. Smashing Pumpkins is number 4 on the list.
Oh, cool.
Have you smashed some in your day?
No, I don't. Now.
Okay,
I've roasted a lot of pumpkin seeds. I heard you say you were going
to
do that earlier. So.
This weekend, my goal is I'm going to have somebody come over to the house who knows what they're doing, and we're going to gut a pumpkin and then wash off the seeds, put them on a pie pan, and put some salt and butter on them.
Don't wash all the guts off. That's the best part.
You like to eat the guts of a pumpkin?
Yeah, but it's not bad. Well, because it kind of cooks up in the oven. It's not, you know.
Oh, so you've eaten these seeds.
Are you kidding me? Roasted pumpkin seeds. I was wondering what rock you had been living under.
Wait a second.
You said you never had it.
What? So how do you do it? What's your recipe?
Well, just like Halloween told you, you just take them out, and I suppose if you want to meticulously scrub all the membrane off, you do that, but I just throw them, you know, goop and all on the sheet, the cookie sheet, and it's more or less, as with most recipes or whatever, it's to your own taste. If you like salt, salt the heck out of them. You don't like salt, go easy on the salt. You don't even have to use salt. I like a little bit of salt and maybe just a little bit of butter if you want. They're good. You don't have to do the butter. You can literally just take the seeds and put them on a tray if you want and just cook them. And I want to say it's like, isn't 350 kind of like the universal baking temperature? I'm pretty sure you cook anything under the sun on 350.
350, 375. How long does it take to cook them? Because they start to turn brown. That's how you know when they're done, right?
Yeah, I mean, there again, if you want them real crispy, probably, I'm guessing, 15, 20 minutes?
Okay.
I mean, it's been a while. It's been a couple years since I've done it, but I have done it. And they're just good, you know? And I think it's one of those things, there's no middle ground. You either love them or you're like, bleh.
But you want the pumpkin membrane.
I don't rinse them off. I just literally take a handful of the goop out of the pumpkin. There's probably people listening to this thinking, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. That's disgusting, blah, blah, blah. But it's different strokes for different folks. I just reach in there, get me a handful of goop, throw it on the tray, little shake, shake, shake with the salt, and we're good.
Well, I'll report back Monday if I live.
Okay.
Thank you.
Toodles.
All right. The category today is the question, name a Halloween prank. And we've got 6 of them here on the board. We have the number 4 answer, Smashing Pumpkins. But we've got 5 more to go. Now, remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Name a Halloween prank. Now, the only one we have so far is Smashing Pumpkins. Go ahead, caller.
Throwing toilet papering at trees in the yard.
Yep, toilet papering people's houses, number 1 answer. Thank you. Toilet papering people's houses and trees and yard, number 1 answer. All right, so we've got the number 1 answer, which is toilet papering. Number 4, Smashing Pumpkins. Still 4 answers left on the board. Name a Halloween prank. A Halloween prank. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Soap in the windows.
Soap in the windows. Soaping the windows comes in at number 3. You got it. Thank you. All right, we've got 1, 3, and 4. Name a Halloween prank. And you know what? I am going to take this call. Caller, we're going to break here in 10 seconds. It's only a minute break. Hold the line. We're coming back in exactly 60 seconds. Hold on. Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back here, WWGH Radio, Halloween Eve. Family Feud here. Our caller went south there during the break. Give us a call back, 740-383-9944. And I did get a message via the internet that Smashing Pumpkins did do Landslide. So I am right. I might not be a DJ, but I got Smashing Pumpkins right. Okay, they did do Landslide. But I like the Dixie Chicks cover of it much better. Okay, name a Halloween prank. That's where we are, a Halloween prank. Go ahead, caller.
What is, I think it's called Ding Dong Dash, where you, like, ring the doorbell and then you take off?
Ding Dong Dash.
I knew you were good. How did I know?
No, I just, I thought that had something to do with, like, the candy or the cupcake.
No, I think, I'm pretty sure that's what it, you know, Ding Dong, that's the sound that the doorbell makes, and then you take off, Ding Dong Dash.
Well, I like it, but you know, this particular list says ringing doorbells and running away, but I like Ding Dong Dash better.
I had to put the Sarah twist on there.
You did. Thank you. Ding Dong Dash comes in at number 6.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there we go. So we have toilet papering, we have soaping the windows, we have smashing pumpkins, and we have ringing the doorbell and running away, otherwise known as Ding Dong Dash. Figure that one out. 740-383-9944. Still two answers left on the list. We've got the number 2 and number 5 answer. Fifth answer, as we would say. Name a Halloween prank. Name a Halloween prank. 2 left. We've got toilet papering, we've got soaping the windows, we've got smashing pumpkins, and we've got ringing the doorbell and running away. There are still 2 Halloween pranks that we have not discovered on the list today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 2 Halloween pranks left to go. Does anybody know what they are? And remember, as I said earlier, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
4-0-3-8-3.
Go ahead.
Yes, corning.
Corning?
Yeah, when you throw corn on the steps, I never did that, but...
No. You know what? That did not make the list, but thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, see, I've never heard of that one, but there you go. 740-383-9944. Remember, these are only the top 6 answers. There would have been a lot of other things that people could have done. Name a Halloween prank. That's where we are. Name a Halloween prank. We have toilet papering, we have soaping windows, we have smashing pumpkins, and we have ringing the doorbell and running away. 2 pranks left to go. The number 2 and the 5th answer. 740-383-9944. Name a Halloween prank. Does anybody know what it is? WWGH Radio here on Halloween Eve. Go ahead, caller.
How about dressing up like a scarecrow or a goblin and standing really, really still so when the kids or somebody walks up, you jump out and scare them?
Jump out and scaring people, number 5 on the list.
Okay.
You got it.
Got one.
You did. Thank you.
Thanks.
Jumping out and scaring people is number 5 on the list. So we're down to 1. We're moving through this category pretty good. We must have a lot of pranksters out there in the listening audience. Name a Halloween prank. That's the category, 740-383-9944. Number one was toilet papering. Number three was soaping the windows. Number four was smashing pumpkins. Number five was jumping out and scaring people. And number six was ringing doorbells and running away. There is one answer left, and it's the number two answer. High up on the list. What is the prank that we don't have yet? The Halloween prank that we have not found. 740-383-9944. Name a Halloween prank. That is what we're looking for here. What prank have we not uncovered? October 30th, 2020, here on WWGH Radio. 35 minutes past the hour. Let's see. Toilet papering? Soaping the windows, smashing the pumpkins, jumping out and scaring people, ringing the doorbell and running away. What is the one answer we don't have? It's number two on the most popular pranks that people play on Halloween. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Throwing a nice doo-doo on a porch, setting it on fire, and then running.
Well, it's an elaborate scheme, but not on the list. No, not putting the, what would you say? Putting the stuff you don't need anymore on the porch and leaving it there for somebody who is unsuspecting. No, that did not make the list. What is the number two Halloween prank? We don't have the number two Halloween prank yet. Only one we're missing on this list of six. Then we'll move to the next Halloween category on the Family Feud today. 36 coming up on 37 minutes past the hour. Name a Halloween prank. Toilet papering number one. Soaping the windows number three. Smashing pumpkins number four. Jumping out and scaring people number five. And ringing the doorbell and running away number six. What is the number two answer? Halloween prank is the category. Does anybody know which Halloween prank we are missing? 740-383-9944. On this very bizarre Halloween Eve 2020, the year of the pandemic. I wonder what will be the most popular Halloween costume tomorrow. Maybe a cotton swab or something. For this pandemic. You know, somebody the other day told me that a popular costume was going to be toilet paper. You remember when we had the big toilet paper rush back in March and April? Go ahead, caller.
What about bag snatching?
Bag snatching. Bag snatching does not make the list.
Okay.
No bag snatching on the list here. We're looking for Halloween pranks. No bag snatching. We've got toilet papering, soaping windows, smashing pumpkins, jumping out and scaring people, ringing doorbells and running away. What is the prank that we are missing? Still one prank that we have not uncovered here on the list of the top six Halloween pranks. As soon as we get this one, we can move on to the next category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know a Halloween prank? That's what we need. There are a lot of pranks that people pull on people on Halloween. But one that we have not stumbled upon yet. And you know, it's interesting because this particular prank is a fairly popular prank. In my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I have an antique old one that my grandparents used to say is upset the outhouse.
Upset the outhouse. Boy, I remember people doing that. That used to be a big deal. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Thank you.
Nothing worse than upsetting the old outhouse, especially if there is somebody in the old outhouse. But that is not on the list of Halloween pranks this year. Not number two on the list. Top six answers. We've got five of them. Name a Halloween prank. Coming up on 40 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know the Halloween prank that we are missing here this morning on WWGH Radio? Name a Halloween prank. We've been on this now for about 20 minutes, but we do not have the final Halloween prank. And it's interesting from this perspective. Usually, it's one at the bottom of the list that we have trouble with. This is the number two answer. How did we miss the number two answer? Name a Halloween prank. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, haunted houses.
Haunted houses, good answer, but not on the list today. Thank you.
Okay.
Haunted houses do not make this particular list. Name a Halloween prank. That's what we want to know. What is the one Halloween prank that we are missing today? Not toilet papering, not soaping the windows, not smashing the pumpkins, not jumping out and scaring, not ringing the doorbell and running away. Go ahead, caller.
How about taking your sister's candy?
You know, that's always a fun one, but it does not make the list today. Not taking the sister's candy. What is the Halloween prank that we are not getting here? Name a Halloween prank. Here we go. Here comes one. Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, like egging a house.
You've got it. Egging?
Yay.
You got it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Those are our top six answers. Number one, here's the list. Name a Halloween prank. Number one, toilet papering. Number two, egging. Number three, soaping the windows. Number four, smashing pumpkins. Number five, jumping out and scaring people. And number six, ringing the doorbell and running away. Okay, there's our first Family Feud Halloween edition episode category. Let's go to our second one. Name a Halloween treat. You know, it's trick or treat. Name a Halloween treat. We just did the tricks. So what are the treats? We've got the seven top answers here. Name a Halloween treat. You know what's unfortunate about this Halloween treat list is that my favorite is not on this particular list of the top seven. Name a Halloween treat. Does anybody know what Halloween treats we're looking for? Seven of them, top seven answers. Go ahead, caller.
Halloween treat is candy of all kinds.
Candy in general is number two on the list. You got it. All right, just an overall view. Candy is number two on the list today. Not the number one answer, but the number two. Name a Halloween treat. We've got seven of them here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Candy corn.
Dreaded candy corn. Number three on the list. You got it.
Yay. All awesome. Right. Thanks.
Candy corn hits number three on the list today. So we've got number two, which is in general just candy, and number three, which was candy corn. Still looking for the number one answer, a Halloween treat. Go ahead, caller.
Eggnog.
Eggnog. Is eggnog a Halloween treat?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, you know, eggnog's good any time of year. You're right. It's not on the list, but a good suggestion. No eggnog on the list today. Name a Halloween treat. That's what we're looking for, a Halloween treat. We've got seven of them, five left to go. All right, go ahead, caller.
Popcorn balls.
What's that?
Popcorn balls.
Popcorn balls. Number five on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
You got it.
Popcorn balls hit number five on the list. Number five. Popcorn balls. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Popcorn balls make the list. All right. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Apples.
Apples. Let's take a look here. What kind of apples?
Caramel apples.
Caramel. Caramel candy apples, number four on the list. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Caramel candy apples, number four on the list. Absolutely. All right, another Halloween treat coming down the pike here. Well, I guess we don't have... Well, you know what? We're going to come up on a minute break here. We're coming back in exactly 1 minute. Don't go anywhere.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Back here Friday, October the 30th, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. The question is, name a popular holiday Halloween treat. Name a popular Halloween treat. We've got candy, which is number 2, candy corn, which is number 3, caramel candy apples, number 4, popcorn balls, number 5. So we've got 3 answers left on the list, and we don't have the number 1 answer yet. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular Halloween treat. Does anybody know the popular, what a popular Halloween treat is? 740-383-9944. Candy number 2, candy corn number 3, caramel candy apples number 4, popcorn balls 5, and we don't have 6 or 7 yet. Go ahead, caller.
Cider and donuts.
What's that?
Cider and donuts.
Cider and donuts. No cider and donuts on the list today. Sounds good for Halloween, but it does not make this particular list. Name a popular Halloween treat. 2 is candy, 3 is candy corn, 4 is caramel candy apples, 5 is popcorn balls. Okay, here we go. Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller.
What about cider and donuts?
You know, we just had somebody. Is that a popular thing? I've never known cider and donuts.
No, I don't know about specifically for Halloween, but I know it's like a fall thing.
Huh. Well, it's not on the list, but I'm getting to know that this is a popular thing for this time of year.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Does not make the particular list this go-around. Name a popular Halloween treat. Candy 2, candy corn 3, caramel candy apples 4, popcorn balls 5. So we still have the number 1 answer and the number 6 and 7 answer. Name a popular Halloween treat. Does anybody know what that would be? A popular Halloween treat. We've done the tricks. We've done the pranks. Now we're looking at the treats. A popular Halloween treat. Candy 2, candy corn 3, caramel candy apples number 4, popcorn balls number 5. So we still have 3 answers left. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Reese cups.
Reese peanut butter cups are number 7 on the list. You've got it.
Number 7.
Reese peanut butter cups make number 7 on the list. So 2 left to go. Now, are we going to get the final 2 this hour? We've got 11 minutes left in this hour. 2 to go. Halloween treats is the category. Go ahead, caller.
How about cookies?
Cookies. Cookies are not on the list.
Oh, well, tried.
They did. No cookies on this particular list. Name a popular Halloween treat. What would that popular Halloween treat be? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Snickers.
Snickers is the number 1 answer on the list. How about that?
it's a good candy bar.
It is a good candy bar. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Snickers beat Reese's by quite a margin. Snickers bars, number one on the list today of popular Halloween treats. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello.
How about M&M's?
M&M's are not on the list. No M&M's on the particular list today. One, Snickers bars, two, candy, three, candy corn, four, caramel candy apples, five, popcorn balls, seven, Reese peanut butter cups. One answer left on the list as far as Halloween treats go. What answer are we missing in the Halloween treat category? We've got Snickers bars, candy, candy corn, caramel candy apples, popcorn balls, and peanut butter cups. Go ahead, caller.
Money?
Not money. No money on the list. That'd be a good gift, though, if you were out there on Halloween. Money, certainly not a bad idea. You know, I think it was the Italians who used to give out money. I think they did that at weddings, and they did that at Halloween, if I'm not mistaken. That was an Italian tradition. Name a popular Halloween treat. One that we do not have yet. Go ahead, caller.
Suckers, like the dum-dum suckers?
Suckers, not on the list. No, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Suckers do not make this particular list. Now we've got Snickers bars, candy, candy corn, caramel candy apples, popcorn balls, Reese's peanut butter cups, but there is one treat that we do not have yet. It is the number six treat on the list. Name a popular Halloween treat. That's what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
How about a gift card?
Gift card. Gift card not on the list. I know a lot of people are doing that, though, especially this year. I know a lot of the restaurants are doing gift cards and have done that in the past. But gift cards are not on this particular list of Halloween treats. Name a popular Halloween treat. We've got Snickers bar, candy, candy corn, caramel candy apples, popcorn balls, Reese's peanut butter cups. One answer left that we do not have. What is the remaining answer that we do not have on the list of popular Halloween treats? All right, let's go back here. Go ahead, caller.
Hershey bar.
You know, I'm going to give it's. And Hershey bar is not on the list, but their mini chocolate bar is on the list, so I'll go with that one.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
So those are our list of Halloween treats. We have Snickers bar, candy, candy corn, caramel candy apples, popcorn balls, mini chocolate bars, and Reese's peanut butter cups. Those are the top seven. Now, we've got about 7 minutes left in this hour, and we're going to do this next hour, so we're going to continue on here. Now, this next category only has four answers, so you might get this before the hour's up. Name something trick-or-treaters collect candy in. There's only four answers. Name something trick-or-treaters collect candy in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something trick-or-treaters collect candy in. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 44. And away we go. Go ahead, caller.
They collect candy in a pumpkin.
In a pumpkin?
In a pumpkin bowl, a bucket.
A pumpkin. Plastic pumpkin is number one. You got it. The old plastic pumpkin bucket is number one on this particular list. Name something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the other three answers here before the top of the hour? What do trick-or-treaters collect their candy in? Go ahead, caller.
How about a pillowcase?
Pillowcase is number two. You got it. Pillowcase makes the list at number two. So we've got plastic pumpkin number one and pillowcase number two. What are the other two things that trick-or-treaters collect their candy in? Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say pillowcase, but somebody just said that. So, grocery bag?
A grocery bag.
A plastic bag or something?
A bag is on the list. Yeah, bag's number three.
Okay.
Thank you. Bag is on the list at number three. So we have plastic pumpkin, pillowcase, and bag. One answer left on the list and 5 minutes left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a garbage bag?
Not a garbage bag. Garbage bag does not make this particular list. Name something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. One answer left in about 4.5 minutes in this particular hour. We've got the plastic pumpkin, the pillowcase, and the bag. What is the fourth answer here? The fourth item on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a backpack?
No backpack. Backpack does not make this particular list. What do trick-or-treaters collect their candy in? That's what we want to know. We've got the plastic pumpkin, we've got the pillowcase, we've got the bag, but nothing else. What do trick-or-treaters collect their candy in? That's what we want to know. It's the number four answer on this particular list. 3.5 minutes left in this particular hour. Let's see what we've got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
What about just their hands?
Their hands are not on the list. The hands, not on this particular list. Name something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. Now, we're getting close to 3 minutes here. Go ahead, caller.
How about their hands?
No hands. Second guess for hands, and the hands do not make this particular list. Name something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. We've got plastic pumpkin, pillowcase, and bag. What is the fourth answer here today? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, a hat?
No hat.
Oh, okay.
No hat on this particular list. Name something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. 2.5 minutes left in this particular hour. Now, we're going to do this next hour, so don't go anywhere. But we've got something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. Plastic pumpkin, pillowcase, and bag are on the list. What is the fourth answer that's eluding us right now? Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. Any guesses? Remember, if you call in and you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying to call back in. 740-383-9944. What is the fourth answer? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, it did ring all the way.
All right. Well, I think we lost our caller there. But give us a call back, 740-383-9944. Something trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. Plastic pumpkin, pillowcase, bag, and one more answer. Does anybody know what the answer is that we are not getting here? Something that trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. 1 minute left here before the end of this particular hour. Let's see what's coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Yellow an ice cream pail?
Not an ice cream pail. Good guess, though. No ice cream pail. But that's very close to what we're looking for here. We have a bag, a pillowcase, a plastic pumpkin. What would be the thing that we are missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about just one of the decorative Halloween bags?
Not a bag.
Okay.
But that's close. It's not a bag, and it's not an ice cream pail, But that's very close to what the idea is here. Remember, we got the plastic pumpkin, the pillowcase, the bag. What is the one thing we're missing here? Something that trick-or-treaters collect their candy in. We'll take two more calls this hour before we go to break. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A bucket?
A bucket. You got it. Number four.
You always give the best clues.
Well, I tried. I tried to lead you in there before the hour was up.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, we're going to break for the hour, but we're coming back on the other side with more Halloween Family Feud. But the top answers, name something trick-or-treaters collect candy in, a plastic pumpkin, a pillowcase, a bag, and a bucket. Those were the top four answers. We'll be back in exactly 15 minutes. Obituaries, news, and weather. Talk to you in a minute.
He came back to Vegas. Shecky, I want you to come on my show. You are going to be one of the biggest things that I've ever had on my show. I did the first show. He says, you yearly on my show again.